Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
What's happening, listeners? Now, if you would like to support the podcast, then sign up at patreon.com/JackSkipper. When you sign up, you get access to the Get to the Extra Good Stuff podcast with me and my brother Joseph. That's us just having a right old laugh. More stories from Joseph, basically the stories that he's not brave enough to say on the main podcast. You'll also get access to my weekly solo podcast. That's just me thinking aloud, basically. That's how I come up with my ideas for sketches or stand-up. I just write down observations or my thoughts of the week and I just say them out loud and see what comes up. Not only that, but the main podcast that comes out every Monday, you'll get early access to that on the Friday. And not only that, for a limited time only, just for signing up, you'll get a personalised sketch. I usually do these on Cameo, but just for signing up, you'll get a personalised sketch. Pick one of my comedy characters, tell me what you want me to say and who you want to send it to, and I'll do that for you just for signing up. So you get all that for just £3 a month. That is like, what, half a lager in some places. Half a lager a month, you get all that. So all you got to do is go to www.patreon.com/JackSkipper, sign up, download the app, and that is all there waiting for you. Anyway, that's enough waffle from me. Let's get to the good stuff.
Doesn't sound like the usual mindless, boring, getting-to-know-you chit-chat. That sounds like you actually have something to say.
Well, maybe.
Why are we having these conversations? What the hell am I doing here?
Now to the good stuff.
Hello and welcome to episode 11 of Get to the Good Stuff with Jack Skipper. My guest this week,
Dinesh Nathan.
I usually build up to it and then.
I mean, he could have warned me. I mean, fucking
absolutely. I'd say we forget the whole thing.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah. Dinesh, you should just leave.
Yeah.
Great start. Yeah.
Fuck's sake.
You pointed at me as well. Like, you was gonna. I mean, you set me up.
Should we just quit now?
Yeah.
I just feel a bit off now.
We can't stop now because this will be the third podcast I've ruined. And I just don't want this to carry on. We've got to break the cycle.
You're just too trigger happy over there.
Yeah. Forever frying my name. That'll be a question. I'm Dinesh Nathan straight away. It's just a thing that I do.
I didn't manage to get through the intro. Fucked.
Let's try that again. Yeah. Let's just try it again from the top.
My guest this week is... Guess who is?
You're still not going to fucking warn me as to what is happening. I'm just fucking sitting here.
Anyway, it's Dinesh.
Oh, that's the real. Yeah, great. Yeah, wicked.
Anyway, yeah. Let's get to the good stuff.
Yeah.
Dinesh. Yeah. How did you lose your virginity?
How did I lose my virginity, right? So, what happened was, right, I used to live in a place called Broadford and Crawley, which is like a really nice area, obviously, right? Yeah. Like it's a shithole, right?
Right.
So basically it was such a, like there were shit houses, like it was social housing, right? So I knew this girl, right? And she was my girlfriend at the time. And my brother was studying for his exams. We're living in this house and it's like fucking paper thin walls, right? And like it was around that time, we were getting a little bit, you know, whatever. But anyway, things happened and that. And I had, you know, when you had sex the first time, right?
You're so English.
I love things happened and that.
Yeah, I'm such a gentleman.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah. What the idea of a podcast is we want you to tell us detail about what happened. I'll tell you what, things happened. That's about it, yeah.
That's his Pornhub search. Yeah. Things happening in that.
Ooh. Love that shit.
Ooh, I love
it. Could be anything.
That.
It could be fucking anything. Yeah,
any kind of human phenomenon, just molecules. You know,
things happening.
Whatever takes off fancy. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So we had sex, which I don't know if she would call it that, but like right. You know, I was on top of her and we did some shit. And then I went out of my room, and my brother's his bedroom was literally fucking opposite. Yeah. And I came out, and he goes, "You just lost your virginity, didn't you?" Yeah.
High five.
Yeah, totally. Like, the whole thing. I was like, it's nice that you can share it with your family, but like, I didn't expect it to be like that, you know what I mean?
Did she go on to be your girlfriend?
She was my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, she was your girlfriend at the time?
Yeah, at the time.
And then so you stayed with her afterwards?
Yeah. For a couple of years or something like that.
Oh, that's
all right
then.
Yeah, it was all right. That's quite a nice story. So that can't have been that bad. Yeah. Well, it might have been, I don't know. She didn't know any better than she. So
nah,
she might have gone, yeah, that was amazing, yeah. Yeah, so a couple of years.
I'd say you're a good lover, lad. Generous.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I have no idea. I haven't done it in that long.
He's married now, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly.
Do they tell you when you're married now? They say that was a good one.
No. I mean, I don't know. I can't remember. I mean, the last time I had kid with sex, I had my kid. So
it does happen.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, it might happen, but I've just never had it said to me. It could be that, couldn't it?
God, that's very discouraging. Well, you're a lady now, I'll tell you. Ah, well done. What's she, Jack?
Same as if we did it.
Right.
Is this an advert for marriage?
Yeah. Just,
if you really want to
come on now, all jokes aside, everyone says, you're married, so we never said. But is it actually that rare once you're married and your kids?
Yeah. I mean, she might be having sex just for me. I wonder why she's so content. She's like booking my gigs for me. You should go out more. Just enjoy yourself. Do something.
How do you find it, though, doing like, I don't think we've had any parents on the podcast yet.
No.
At least that makes me feel really young on this podcast.
Well, no, I'm a parent, isn't it?
Yeah, so this is true.
Do you find it a struggle?
Yeah, I like juggling everything. Like, because obviously I've still got a day job. I do the stand-up and obviously a parent. And it's just like, you got to drop the ball somewhere, isn't you? So my kids are feral, pretty much. But, you know, fuck it. I'm trying to get somewhere. Do you know what I mean? Do you want a career? Do you want to eat kids? Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Ah, that's it, yeah.
It is hard. Yeah. No, it is hard. Jokes aside, it is tough because you're just like the amount of time. Do you know once I was going out to a gig and my daughter had, she started choking. Right, and she was like coughing and all that. And I was like, fucking hell, me and my wife are losing it. And my wife patted her on the back and she coughed up. And I was like, how long do you leave it before you go, I've still got a gig? It's horrible. In my head, I'm just looking at her like, I mean, she's all right. The gig's going to take an hour to get to. I don't know what to tell you.
I think about that sometimes, though, where things happen that are serious. And I think my brain don't... You know, because sometimes you go, you find out someone's passed away, and then you're there thinking, God, I'm hungry.
That thing goes through your head, doesn't it?
Should I be thinking that?
I've got all right with people telling me that people have passed away now, because my mum just comes round.
I like it now.
She just turns up every now and then, she goes, you know so-and-so? And I go, yeah. And she goes, dead. Thanks for coming around. All the time.
My mother, she tells me even when it's people I don't know that are dead, she'll just tell me if it's from the news. She's just like, a whole family, Mike, butchered.
Yeah.
Butchered. It's like, why would I need to hear this? Yeah. You know? Yeah. But they love spreading death.
Yeah, mum's into a conversation. She'll go like, I'm going to go see Jackie now. She's just lost her dad. Just slip it in.
Yeah. Like, why would I need to know that? Yeah. It's mad. Yeah, it is weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
But also, there's that thing. I think they do this thing where like me and my mum will tell me something, or my wife will tell me something, and then I don't pass that on to the other. Do you know what I mean? And then my mum will come around and go, "You didn't tell Eloise about what happened to my job the other day," and I was like,
Do you know what, mum? Because it was fucking boring.
Yeah, exactly.
No one else should have to suffer that fucking story again, all right?
Shocked I didn't pass it on.
Yeah, totally.
The price of blackberries.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You didn't tell her. Oh, yeah, sorry, I didn't.
You didn't even write it down. You didn't take any notes. Yeah. Do you care about blackberries?
Sorry, yeah.
Must have, yeah, also thinking.
Must have slipped my mind, sorry.
Yeah, there's me at work. Yeah.
She thought you were like off the phone.
You're not going to believe this.
No, come home from work. Come home from work. I've got a story to tell you.
I get it all the time, though. Like, yeah. People, they think, you're supposed to know me well, and you're telling me this information, and then you don't know what to do with your face. You go, oh.
Yeah. Wow. It's tough, though, because you're like, my mum tells the same story over and over again. The same story, like just constant, like telling the same shit. And then it's like, oh, you're not even listening. I'm like, no, because I know. I know exactly what you just said and what you were going to say.
Yeah. My father tells the same stories all over, all the time. Same ones over and over again. But then, like, people will tell him, they'll be like, look, like my mother will just go, look, we've all heard it 50 times. And he doesn't care. Like, it's not about us. It's like, he's just like, yeah, well, I'm telling it again.
Yeah.
You know, my dad makes stories up, right?
Yeah.
Like, just, like, or like really, like, elaborate and then bring me into it. They'll go, wouldn't it, Jack? And I go, you fucking made that up. Like,
I don't know. We were back.
We would just say something different. It's like, we had a steak, didn't we, Jack? So how big is it?
And then we were in that Rolls Royce. We saw that giraffe.
And I'm there going, oh, yeah. Because he's my dad. I don't want to make him look stupid.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean?
But he's full of shit, my dad. That's absolute bollocks.
I love that. It's like, in it, Jack? No.
I don't know why you're lying.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think some people are straight talkers. They would go.
Yeah,
you're talking shit. But I just look at him and think, okay.
I think as you get older, you sort of just like leave it. You know what I mean? You know, when you're younger, you would just call people out for shit.
Yeah.
Like,
but
now I'm like, do you know what? They're not harming anyone. They're not shutting up, but you know, just leave.
Just avoid them.
Yeah.
My father keeps quoting me. There's this quote I did when I think I was like 7 years old. I don't know what, but I said like, the quote is, it's nice if you like it, right? That's like about food, because my mother's always on about, I've cooked the most lovely cabbage that has ever been cooked, you know, and she's always on about cabbage and like the potatoes and everything. She's boasting because it's her own food and she's saying how good it is, you know, but that probably it's probably from self-esteem or something, you know, but she needs validation. But then she'll be like, it's the most beautiful cabbage. And my father says, well, as Michael says, it's nice if you like it. I'm like, I'd rather if Hitler was quoting me, you know what I mean? Like, because it's just always used. You're just using me to put my mother down.
Yes, mate. I think that sounds really sweet. Your dad's quoting you.
He's quoting you, but he's also sort of like saying that the cabbage ain't all that.
The moral of the story is I hate the cabbage.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly.
And he's using my wise words as a 7-year-old. Against my mother.
Wise words as a 7-year-old.
Well, I said it because my mother used to be always saying this, like, "Oh, this is so nice," and I just come out and said, like, "Well, it's nice if you like it, right?"
Which
is quite profound.
It sounds
it?
Like an old 60s movie. Yeah. Or like an old Cockney song.
Yeah.
Nice if you like it. Back in the good old days.
Yeah.
Oh, good day, sir. It's nice if you like it.
Nice if you like it, isn't it, Marjorie?
I'd watch it.
Oh, yes, it is, Tommy.
I bet nice you were well cool, kid, were you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's nice if you like it. I do that, though. I use my grace to insult people.
There. Here
like,
we go.
Oh, sure. As Mike says, you're a cunt.
Right, Dinesh Nathan.
Yes, mate.
What's the worst lie you've ever told?
When I was younger, a girl I was going out with, I told her that I was going to have an arranged marriage. She just went to split up with someone, man. It's so much easier.
Yeah, split up with.
Yeah. If she's, if she's watching, me and Pooja and the kids are doing really well. Never been so in love, is what I'm saying. So it's worth it.
Oh,
you can't do it if you're Asian. I mean, it's a struggle if you're white. I mean, fuck it. I've got an arranged marriage. Yeah. You know, Pooja's waiting.
It's nice if you like it.
Oh my god, that's so bad.
So you just sat her down and was like,
well, how else are you going to get out of a relationship that, you know, you're too cowardly to get out of, you know? It's quite difficult.
I think it's a mad thing, and I think we all do it. It's like just the...
What, the arranged marriage thing? Fuck it up.
Yeah.
That's a common thing.
Everyone does that. Because it's like bringing up a culture she might not understand. You don't want to tread on anyone's toes.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Actually, I was a bit worried about how easy it was to spell. Like, all right, fine. Don't worry about it. I'm not even that bothered. All right.
I love the idea if she's really in love with you and she's just like, oh, arranged marriage, is it? It's hardly with me, is it?
Yeah, totally.
No, they hate you because you're white. They wouldn't like you at all. I think you're stink.
Yeah. You don't do the head wobble. You did all that. Did not. I don't know why. Yeah.
You'd be a. They'd just think you'd be a shit mother. So do I actually as well. Actually, to be honest, but it's mad, isn't it? You can't just tell. It's so hard to tell the truth in those situations. I always make up mad lies for shit as well because I'm just afraid of hurting people's feelings.
Yeah, it's awkward, isn't it? Especially with someone that you've had something with. You know, because it goes from what it is to just fucking nothing. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It is a weird one.
Like, how long were you going out?
About 2 years.
Two years, right. All right. Because that's long, pretty serious,
You must have known your family and stuff then.
Yeah, I know, yeah. She knew, I mean, she didn't see him out and about, thankfully, because obviously me and the wife moved to another country. This is my family are all out there, so we have to go. I will never see you again, that kind of shit.
So, like, were you like, how did you, like, were you like, look, I still love you, I'm still in love with you, but it's just,
it's not my
I've been scheduled, the roster has been put out.
Yeah, yeah, it's, you know. It's
was there a name of the girl? Was it this Pooja?
I wish you made that up, yeah, just fucking... What's the first name that came into word? What's her surname? Fuck knows. I don't even know.
So did you, like, did she just accept that, like?
Yeah, I think exactly what Jack was saying.
Right.
Ultimately, what'd you say to that?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You can't go, well, you're fucking, that's bullshit.
Yeah, you could, because you're the one, you're being hard done by this.
Yeah.
If she reacts, you go, well, I don't fucking want to be here.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's so unfair. Obviously, I had to pull out the drama skills of that, but you know.
Yeah. She starts going a racist.
It's culture, right?
It's very insensitive, actually.
But I think that's it with lying. Have you ever done a lie where you've had to make up a back and it gets so elaborate?
Oh.
You're just so deep into it.
I
can't even go back now. It's just stupid.
Yeah, I was in an improv group in America.
You're supposed to make stuff up.
I was going to say, yeah, exactly. I didn't tell the truth once. It was horrible.
Because you're lying.
I was in a play once.
I just pretended to be this other
Kevin
guy.
Kevin Costner. Yeah. He's not really Robin Hood. Yeah. He's lying. That's a lie.
I love that, seeing actors in real life. I'm like, where's his outfit?
Fucking
and
liar.
You're furious. No, but I was in this. So I was in an improv group, like, and they're the nicest people ever, right? Because I did
all
improv.
Fucking liars, but they're nice.
Yeah. They're very dishonest.
One of the shit.
Saying he's a banana salesman. I'm like, I've yet to see you bring any fruit anywhere. But they were so nice, and they're like American, so they were like, Mike, you're the best, and they were like, they baked me a cake on their birthday because I was the only one in the group that was any good. So like we do performances and they're just
it's pretty confident.
They're so nice.
Like they're all dog shit.
Ah, lads. No, they were they're so nice, but like that's we all know nice doesn't equal isn't that funny a thing, you know? Ooh. But they were the nicest. They're baking me cakes, they were rubbing my head, they were just all about me, you know what I mean?
It's fucking improv group or a family.
Yeah.
Adopted you.
Yeah.
They're rubbing my head, scratching my belly. What the fuck is wrong?
They put a little bit of milk in a bowl for me. I got, you know, a little collar on. Gave me shots for worms. Made sure I didn't have any fleas in my hair. But I just couldn't say, hey, I don't want to do this with you anymore.
Right.
So I just told him, I was like, I have to leave the country. I have to leave. My visa, it's done. And they were like, no, that's okay. Is there anything we can do? And then they were trying to help me online and stuff. I was like, no,
you're trying to stop me.
You know, they're trying to look up the laws and like, we can keep you here, Mike. And I was like, there's nothing that can be done. Yeah. I wanted in Ireland for, I killed a man. So I did this whole thing and I was like, I have to go. And then like 6 months later, I was like on the street in Chicago. I just hear, Mike! I look over and you're there. And I was like, oh, I have to I'm off to the airport. I'm, you know, like, I
6 months later. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the earliest flight I could get.
Yeah.
6 months later. That was
the stopped Airways. Up the airport. It's a fucking British Airways. It's a joke. It's a, I have to go, but it's.
Yeah.
I'm annoyed.
They want me out of it, but they'll take 6 months to ship me out. It was a joke. Yeah.
Yeah. That's mad. But it's like, I do that a lot where I just jump to the most drastic like that they just can't question.
You know
what I mean? To where immediately, not only can they not question it, but now they have to give me sympathy for the bullshit lie I'm giving them.
When he's leaving, he gets in a pretend car. See you later.
I remember once I lied to, well, it was a girl, right, on a night out, and she looked vegan.
What, like, weak?
Yeah, yeah.
Just had no vegan energy.
I told her I was a vegan.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway, the next morning, turns out she wasn't a vegan. And she's cooking breakfast. And she made like a fry up, and she's like, oh, well, you're vegan, aren't you? And I just had beans.
Oh my God. You can't even come clean, can you? Oh my God. Imagine. I just assumed you were vegan. That is insane, man.
Too far into it.
That is insane. Yeah. Oh my God.
You know what I love, though, is the fact that you've told her you're a vegan. And the next morning she goes down and it's like, fuck this cunt. Massive fry up.
Yeah.
That's true.
Have the beans then.
Yeah. Exactly. He's just listed every. I thought, I can't have anything on a fry up of beans.
Wait a minute. How was it the morning that you found out she was vegan?
The rub saw him when she got beans on a plate.
Yeah.
Oh, vegans like that.
No toast. Nothing.
But like the maddest thing is, like, you saw her and assumed she's vegan.
Yeah, I thought
but then didn't ask her at all. Just like that.
Yeah, just like going for that sort of vibe. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
just sort of
like,
you know, hey, you know.
How did it come up that you were a vegan, like in your fake, your life? Because if you didn't.
I was quite pissed, but it was just like. She was
that your opening line?
I'm vegan.
Ladies love that.
More like, bloody cows. She's like, yeah. I'm like,
oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I love that. She's just, oh, Jack, is it? Well, yeah, but I go by vegan.
She was a nutter, though, to be fair. Like, probably like, you know,
she's the nutter.
She assumed I was a fucking vegan.
That's because I told her.
I explained that story before when that girl was just like singing to me in a bar.
Yeah.
And I just ran off.
Yeah.
Started singing. This one's like dancing, but it wasn't like erotic dancing. It was like raving in a lounge. I was just sort of sitting on a chair, just watching it, going, that's good.
Like, do you know what?
Out of breath. And I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah. Just imagine in a hotel lounge, it's like Frank Sinatra, like, Dave, fly me to the moon. And you're like, just trying to like maybe tap your foot
Right.
We're disgraceful.
Din?
Yeah, mate.
What's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you?
Oh, mate, I was trying to, like I said, I'm cool with the ladies and that. And I was trying to, like, I was on a train on the way back from college, and there was this, like, hot woman. Like, she looked a bit, I say older, but she was about 25 maybe or something like that. I was at, you know, college, right? So, she was getting off the train. I thought, oh, let me fucking, you know, try and help her out. She's got her bags and that. So she had this fucking expensive leather bag, right? And I thought, let me just, you know what I mean? Just fucking rip the handle off this bag, right? And it just came off, and I just went. There
you go. You're welcome. Boy's doing her a favour. Just fucking
just fucking ruined your bag. Fancy calling me.
That's horrible.
She's kicked the other one on the platform. Fucking like that.
Oh no, sorry.
Bollocks, just walked away.
That is horrible. It's the worst. It's worse when you're trying to be nice.
Oh, totally.
You're trying to do something nice. I was going through one of my phases of like, I'm gonna be a good guy. I went for a jog, right? And then I started.
That's your impression of a good guy.
Yeah, jog. Yeah, exactly. You look like a vegan.
I was listening to like all positive stuff, and I saw this bloke like outside a pharmacist. He had like one of them signs. And I have a shirt off as well. It was a sweat.
So such
was
a nice guy.
Sweating.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'll give you a hand, mate. And I had my headphones in. And he was obviously saying, no, don't. I was going, no, I'm going to help you. I'm going to help. Fucking broke his sign. Because he was like, he said to me, don't do it because it's like a dodgy sign.
Yeah.
I broke it. And then I was like, sweating on him.
Oh my
god. This person was just going, will you please leave? Will you please go? And I was like, I'm trying to be nice.
You're welcome!
Good jog on. See you later, mate.
Say no more.
Yeah, yeah. Just jog away from the fucking.
Broke his sign. Yeah. At the bottom of my road as well. Next day, I went back, he had a new sign. He had to get a new
sign.
He's
sitting there going, he looked like such a nice bloke. And then he came over and fucked everything up. You jogging like that, he was.
Wearing a shirt off, I never take a shirt. I'm quite insecure about taking a shirt off as well. Yeah. I think you get like overwhelmed with this. What am I doing? I think I was loads of Red Bull as well.
Yeah.
I think the birth of my son.
Hold on. You were drinking Red Bull before a run.
Yeah.
You
just... I was really enthusiastic about being nice that day.
Yeah.
I need energy for this amount of niceness. I just fucked it up.
I just loved the whole like mental process of like, I'm going to be a good guy, like as in a good person. So I'm going to run around topless.
Take my top off and go for a run.
Like Jesus. You know, like what Jesus did?
Yeah, I get frantic, I feel. I did it today earlier. I feel the pressure when you're on the train platform and you're the one who's got to push the button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The pressure. And I was like, I just feel everyone's eyes on me. And they're going, this guy's an amateur.
Is that the one in the train?
When you're training, you get off the train, you're opening the doors. When it's your job.
Yeah.
I got totally wankered.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
At work, do right? Yeah. I was in sales, and all like we'd done well in the sales targets, all got smashed in London.
Yeah.
And we got the train back to Freebridge. I was off my face, right? So totally out of it. And I was like sort of half asleep and I saw the sign saying Three Bridges, right? And I was like, oh, and I got up and I was like, I thought, oh fuck, I'm gonna throw up, right? And so like I got to the door and I was like, and the thing started beeping, right? And I was like, just tapping it away, like, and the door's open. And I just went, fucking projectile vomiting across the platform. And I walked through, you know, where, have you been at Freebridge Station? It's like under a tunnel.
No.
And I just remember walking out and I could hear footsteps behind me. And every couple of yards, I was just going, fucking yakking and walking through this tunnel, mate. It was so bad. Oh.
Sick is God. The one, though, isn't it?
Oh,
it's sick
horrible.
Is worse than shit.
Oh, it's really sick. Mate, yeah.
I lost a lot of weight once. Savage, because I saw a bit of sick on a bin, right?
Yeah.
I only think, what is that smell? And I thought, oh, it's that sick on the bin. And then for ages, every time I went to eat, my brain would go, think about that sick on the bin.
Oh my God.
I couldn't eat for ages just because I kept thinking about this sick on a bin. My brain.
Saw it for years. Yeah. You know why? Because he never cleaned
lost
it.
Lost a lot of weight.
It was just outside his house. He never cleaned it. I'll for on, a year he's I'll, coming out. Wow, fuck.
I'll be on men's health, like, and big crowd. And go,
just have a little good sick
on a bin. Sick on a bin diet. I just couldn't eat. Eat for ages.
That's amazing.
Oh my God. I just love the idea, like, people like bringing these delicacies, you know, from across the world,
yeah,
and just your mind just like,
oh, that reminds me of vomit.
I'll tell you what, if there is something disgusting like on the train or just a thing,
I'll
just like look at it,
yeah,
oh, keep
it's like a
at
dog
it.
Shit. You walk past a dog shit, you actually just look at it,
yeah.
I can't help
it. You're not wiring that dog shit,
yeah, it's quite nice.
Yeah,
nice dog,
it's
shit,
quite though. Well put together. It looks like a Mr. Whippy. I quite like that. I'll give that a 9.
I tell you what, that's a horrible feeling, actually. How singled out you feel when you've trod in dog shit.
Oh my God.
When you're the one.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's so much on you, isn't there, that you're the one who's trod in dog shit.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Like, people start moving away. It's a horrible feeling, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Someone's trodden shit.
Yeah. And it's like they know it's happened to them, but yet they have no empathy for you. You know what I mean? Like they know it's a human thing to happen, but still they're like, "Oh, you stink! Oh,
like,
you sick!
Like you did it and stepped in it."
Yeah,
yeah.
But also, it's sort of a reflection on you that you'd step in dog shit.
I knew you were a dog shit guy.
Yeah.
But I always think the weird thing about dog shit, you know, I mean, you're treading dog shit, you always got to smell it. Because it's always the thing of like, check if it is or in dog. But either way, it's something that's on your shoe.
Such
like,
a mad 50-50 gamble.
You don't need to know. Oh, it's mud. It's fine then. Just I'll leave it on there. Like,
you're always not. No, it's shit.
You're always going to get it off. Give that a little whiff.
Yeah.
Why have you done that? Why are you smelling it?
That is weird.
Because, listen.
You've become an expert.
Yeah. Shih Tzu.
Definitely shit.
I stepped in dog shit as a child, and I swear it ruined my posture for life. Because I'm now like
you fall
just,
in shit.
No, but I'm just looking at the floor.
Okay.
For fear of stepping in dog shit.
Wow. Right.
Yeah. Why do you fear strength? What was it?
I think it's that thing of like thing. You're the fucking dog shit guy.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah.
That's why I recognise you.
Dog shit guy.
He's the dog shit guy.
He's the dog shit kid from the ads.
Yeah. We used to bully that dog shit kid.
He got brought on TV, everything.
He's like the Frosties kid who killed himself.
My name's Vittorio Angeloni. I'm 7 years old. And I stood.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I think we need to normalise treading in dog shit.
Like
a campaign.
Let's all do it, Campaign.
March.
Come on, let's go.
We'll have a black and white video, right? It'll be like that. And it'll be me. Every time I click my fingers, someone steps on dog shit.
My name's Jack Skipper, and I've got over 60,000 followers on Instagram, and I've stepped in dog shit.
and at the end, Bono. Someone big at the end.
Yeah.
I was like, Dad, everybody hurts.
Who's gonna drive you?
It's like slow mo videos of people going, ha ha, you step in shit.
I think what it must be though, it must be a thing of, like, it's not. Thank God it's not me that's treading dog shit. So if it's like, fuck you, you shouldn't.
That's
dog
what
shit.
All ridicule is, isn't it?
I think it is that thing of like. It happened to me. I got abuse when I stepped in dog shit. Mm. Why should you get away with it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But it's like when you have a shit gig and it's that thing of person after you're thinking, fucking hope they do shit as well.
Yeah, totally.
Or when you have a good gig and you're like, I hope they do shit. Just hope they stink.
Yeah. Well, do a good gig and I'm just going to leave a dog shit on the stage. So even if he smashes it, you've shredded dog shit, mate.
Maybe funny, but you're shredding dog shit. Yeah.
I love that. You leave it down there for the next act and as soon as he steps in it, you ruin his gig. You're like, he stepped in dog shit.
You've also got to carry dog shit around with you, though.
So yeah.
What's that for? Well, you were
stealing the bag.
Yeah, there's no stigma around carrying dog shit.
In fact, that's encouraged.
You can just walk in with a carry bag. Yeah, good.
Has anyone got a little bit of dog shit on him? And then Jack's just going to say
something. Yeah.
What kind of one do you want? Moroccan's finest.
Moroccan black.
12-year-old Spanish Labrador.
And people are like, the finest stuff. Finest stuff.
This dog's ill. Yeah. This is an ill one. So don't tell anyone I got this.
Can I have a
sample? I'll get in some serious trouble.
Problem is, it's actually a gateway shit.
Yeah, I heard that. You move on to horse shit, whatever the fuck it is you want, mate. I've got it.
It's actually a bit of my shit there in the front.
Yeah. Depends on your budget. That's what I'm saying.
People do sell whole shit by the truckload.
Oh, you mate.
Around like a little, like a rep.
It's just a card that they dipped in. Smell that. Imagine that, like, you know,
key
like
a bit of that, a little bit.
Like just... the aftershave stands. Just
put it on your wrist.
Yeah. Oh my god. That's so bad.
Right. Dinesh, what's the worst thing that's happened to you on holiday?
Worst thing that's happened to me on holiday. Oh my god. When I went Falaraki with the lads, right?
Lads.
Yeah. We only did it once because we're not that cool and it was difficult to pull. But I went out and got with this, things happened, right, with this girl. And I come back to mine and I was like, oh, okay. So I started walking back and with her and she goes, oh, we'll have to be quiet, yeah? And I was like, oh, right. I'm like, fucking hell, how old? are you, right? And this isn't going to a dog. Right, just saying, right, and she was like about 20 or something like that, right? So we started walking back, and she goes, yeah, we'll have to be quiet because the rest of my family is standing in the other room. My dad, he's a little bit racist. And I was like, yeah, nah, I'm not coming back. Fucking turned around, I was like, no way, mate.
Fucking hell.
You imagine that? Yeah, a racist guy, and he just comes in and some chocolate guy is on his daughter. It's just fucking insane.
Yeah, should I say, there was in the hotel, he was taking you back to the hotel?
Yeah, to a hotel, yeah.
Fucking, that's like, that'd be like the same room as well. It's like literally like a room.
How am I going to pretend I'm white? He's going to see me, dude.
But also, sorry,
yeah.
Would it be okay if he was awake? Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Flip her over, yeah. Son. Go on.
Oh, no. What was it? Did you go automatically? Yeah, no, fuck that. Was there still
not a
little bit of background?
Yeah.
This is exciting.
Can I pull this off? No, not at all. Not in the slightest, mate. I was like, nah, fuck that. Oof. Yeah.
But shit, but I think for her, though, what a fucking risk taker she is, man.
I know, mate. Insane.
She hates her father. Like,
yeah, I think that's quite common, exactly. Trying to get back
all right,
at
guys.
Her father.
It might have been that she liked me for the personality that I've got, but feels... no, you guys are she obviously wanted to fuck her.
It's clear that you're terrible with women. That's done.
Yeah, yeah.
That's covered. I mean,
yeah,
but that's fucking yeah. You have to just get out of there then.
100%, mate. Not going back to that.
I remember when we went to 15. And we went to like a lad's holiday, but the parents were there. Like my mate's mum was there as well, and we all got in the pool with these girls. And his mum coming over, and my mate went, "Don't act naked." Don't act naked. I don't know. There's a place you can act naked. I mean,
I love. There's a few of them are just acting naked. Like, what is that? If they're just like,
stop acting naked.
Not acting naked. It's being naked, but just pretending you've got clothes. Just stick out.
Do that with shirt. Do that with tie. I think you'll find I'm fully dressed.
Yeah. That's what happened to Adam and Eve. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Don't act naked.
Yeah. Old story's a lie, mate.
If we stand like we're not naked, he will not see our dick.
Yeah. You know what I
mean? Just stand there like you've got clothes on.
These are shorts.
Don't act naked.
That's amazing.
So have you only ever been to Falaraki?
Yeah, mate.
I fancied a change from Magaluf, so I went.
You did that, yeah. Yeah, totally. Did. It's all about culture, you, isn't it?
So you've been in Ibiza.
I've been all in.
Magaluf.
Malia.
Malia?
Malia, that's Zante. All of them.
I don't know Zante.
Zakynthos.
Wow. You're like one of those. Yeah, it was like,
I think I had the Spanish accent.
Yeah.
I said a Greek place.
I know exactly. That's come from the fucking metro announcement on the train. Is the guy going, the next station is Zakynthos. Actually, I know how to say it in Greek. It's Apomenistasi Zakynthos.
That's amazing. Wow.
You know what I make me love is when you get that bloke on holiday and they'll go, I'm gonna ask for two Jack Daniels and Coke. Dos Jack Daniels and Coke. It's like, don't bother.
What's how do you speak Spanish? Fucking
hell. Dos Jack Daniels. Dos. Trace Jack Daniels, please.
You're so classy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Women love that shit.
Don't bother. But no, I used to love a lad's holiday. You know,
I have. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, where you been?
I was in Tenerife.
I used to work there.
Did you?
Yeah.
Were you one of those shots, lads? He was like, come in down here. We're going to get you three Jager bombs.
Yeah, I was terrible at it.
Oh, fucking them lads used to piss me right off.
Yeah, it's demeaning. It's
horrible. Can we double check the years here to make sure you guys didn't bump into each
2007.
Other?
2007.
No, lad. No. I'm a young man.
Yeah. All right. Fucking hell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. about 10 years ago.
It was 2009. We were there in 2009.
Yeah, you guys are far off.
I
used to work at Tramps.
Oh, yeah?
You know that one?
Yeah, we did go to Tramps. We were also like, yeah, we were going into, we were such little cheap bastards. We used to go into brothels, like, you know? Yeah. And then, like, they'd have.
Brothels.
What?
Brothels.
Yeah, lad. The ones are the hookers and stuff. And
those ones.
Yeah,
that's clearing up. Yeah. From the guy to you. Yeah, yeah.
You just look so shocked. You're like, what?
Yeah, because I was. Because you're like, Telling me about going to these places like Falaraki, and he's going to Tenerife brothels, looking down on me.
So judgy a minute ago, wasn't he? Yeah. Oh my God, you try to pull women.
Yeah, just pay for it, mate.
Just pay for it.
Well, no, see, we used to go in, and we're such little pricks. Yeah. You know, we'd go in. And then we just let them, like, they'd be all, like, overs and flashing their tits and all. But we'd have left our wallets in the fucking apartment. So as soon as then they'd want money, we'd be like, nah.
Wow. There we go. Yeah. You were stealing sex. Sex work.
Well, no, like, we weren't. They weren't.
There's a word for stealing sex.
What the fuck is...
I remember we was in, one of the funniest things was in Ibiza. And you got the ladies of the night there. You know, They hunt together. they hang around together. Like,
not when I'm around, mate. They don't bother. All right, they don't do
what
anything.
Happened, when the police turn up, they're all together. They stand and they just start running like in a horde, right?
Yeah.
But we was watching one pissed bloke, right? And he was there, really pissed. And then he's like a herd of prostitutes started running towards him, and he didn't know what was going on, so he started running with them. He got caught up in the moment, just completely confused. Oh, it was going to be Lion King.
When Mufasa dies. Yeah.
In this herd of prostitutes.
And then this guy's son just comes up and he's like, Dad.
Just jumping out of the herd.
And then the guy's uncle's at the top of the fucking thing going, long live the king.
Stampede. I mean, you'd be there, and there'd be a drink there, and then you're like in Jurassic Park.
It's just, a rumble.
I like the idea that, like, they keeps going like 2 miles down the line. They're now just running like it's a marathon.
They're like drafting each other.
And he's like, where are we going?
That water's. Yeah.
You've got shots on the strip, and people are just chucking them on their head.
Putting foil towels around them.
This becomes like Forrest Gump running from town to town, you know? Just him and his hookers. They're like, do you know the A-team would go from town to town to sort like help people solve crimes? But it's like,
he's got a big beard, but he's been running for ages with these prostitutes.
I love the fact that A-team goes to town to help people, like they go to town to make every problem a lot worse. Like, what could make this worse? There's this weird guy and 18 prostitutes.
It's day 150 of the prostitute run. It's like man there, like, following around.
Oh, God.
And there's a guy just, for some reason, like a dinosaur costume in the back, doing it for charity.
Jimmy Savile.
Jimmy Savile has volunteered to join the prostitute run. For charity.
And Mo Farah's there, you know, trying to time his kick at the end of the fucking race. Paula Radcliffe shit herself.
The Olympic torch. He's just fucking, just absolute chaos.
Oh,
Yeah,
you're going to look back, none of this is usable.
From the offset, just fucked it up.
This is going to be one of them ones, I think, just bin this one. What we've got man selling poo fragrances.
That went off for ages.
The prostitute run fucked up the intro.
Mike's improv.
Just a word of advice. Just give advice to the people that are coming on about the intro, yeah, so they know. Like,
That's never happened before. It's never happened before.
What was I supposed to do? I don't know.
You're supposed to wait for me. I was going to say some really nice things about you.
But, I see. Yeah, yeah. Right.
But proved all them nice things wrong.
No, but you go, and my guest is.
Yeah. I'll do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Did. Oh, shit. Here's what you do. My guest is. Yeah. Then you go, Dinesh Nathan. You go, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. Why you say that? Because you fucking pointed at me, Jack.
And my guest is. And then just, Dinesh. What do you do?
You got to tee it up. You'll probably have seen this guy on this. Keep the third person.
No, they start a podcast and then they get better at it.
You've gotten worse.
That's a fucking amateur thing to do that.
I play by my own rules, man.
Yeah.
It's very predictable, that, though, isn't it? It's very predictable to get better the more you do something. Yeah. What really keeps people guessing is it gets solidly shitter each week.
Changing the game.
It started off bad. never really peaked. It just got worse.
Revolutionised podcasting.
It's going to come to the point where I start doing it. They don't even press record. They just let me crack on.
Oh, wait, are we supposed to be recording?
Just let this guy come in. He likes it. You know what I mean? Get my photo taken with all the producers.
Fucking shit stuff with Jack Skipper.
Just let him in here. It's more trouble than it's worth. Not letting him. Just let him in.
So funny.
Fuck's sake. It's going well, though.
Oh, right, God.
I've got one more question.
At the end, you just try to reassure yourself. Fucking hell, it is going well, though.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Just throws it in at the end. It's going well, though.
It's going well.
I can't wait to see all of these podcasts lined up. They're all like half an hour, and then my one's like 3 minutes. What the fuck happened?
I think that's what Dinesh does when he lost his Ginny. At the end, he went, it's going well.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Yeah.
Just look straight to the phone.
Under his breath.
That's so funny.
It's going well. What's the most drunk you've ever been?
I went out with my brother a while ago, and we got totally obviously smashed, right? Mm. And I knew I was smashed because like he came over and goes, "Fuck, I'm wankered," and I was like, "So am I." He's like, "Do you want another one?" I'm like, "Yeah." Okay, no drinking, right? And it was snowing at the time, and we're outside this bar, and this woman came out. I was totally smashed. Woman came out, she's quite a big girl, and two of her mates, right? And like she's like totally out of it, and she sort of we were at this food van, so I had these chips, and she went to like, she goes, "Oh, can I have one?" She tripped, and I thought, oh, I'll catch her, and then I thought, oh no, I won't be able to. totally. And I just went into like default mode, and I just fucking face palmed this woman. Straight into the street. And her mate's like, why did you grab her? I was like, I tried, but I just got excited. I looked at her properly, couldn't even fucking face me. Just turned around like, no.
Was he sort of grabbed her by the face? He's sort of like,
no, because she fell. And I was like, I saw.
Oh, you just had her one night, like, oh, okay, right.
So
yeah.
I kind of guided her.
Guided her to the curb.
Yeah,
and then rolled her.
Just, it was horrible.
I love that, though, like a split second. Like, there's someone falling, and you're like, oh, I'll catch him. And then you're like, I'm not going to be able to hold her.
That's how you swivel and just.
It's judo. You got to use their own strength against them.
That's the taekwondo move.
Steven Seagal move.
Yeah. But it doesn't happen like that, does it? It's just an instant thing. It's like, oh,
Yeah.
You mad,
like, you just got her onto the ground, and then just for no reason, there's a true little kick into her.
Got into a lock. An arm lock.
He's tapping her out.
We fucking done her over. Done her over proper after that. And then I fucking, what did the call these? The guillotine?
And then his brother turned up and done a DDT. Elbow. The people's elbow. The rock.
She won't get up. Yeah, she won't get up. Yeah.
If you smell,
and everyone, there's girls crying like this. Just everyone's like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah,
he's down to his pants. Yeah. Bang, elbow.
Oh,
mate. Oh, fuck's sake. Right. Anything to add?
No.
I've proved I'm useless at this now. So.
You're going to wrap this one up lovely, I know.
You're
going to put a bow on this.
Podcast. How should I wrap this up?
I reckon just same as the start.
Introduce dinner?
Yeah.
Just right, point
give,
at
it
me,
one,
yeah.
give it
and
one
this
more
is,
go to introduce.
This is?
Say all the nice things that you were going to say at the start.
Hello.
That was the nice thing you were going to say at the start.
Hello.
Oh,
my God. Welcome to this podcast. I guess this week. No. He's been brilliant, hasn't he?
Oh, brilliant.
Cheers, mate.
So funny.
Thanks for having me, mate.
So funny.
Plug Instagram or?
Yeah, Dinesh Nathan Comedian on Instagram, yeah. And we run Comedy Nights in Crawley under Rangertainment. So, yeah, if you want to see that, go go on Facebook and yeah, check it out.
There you go. Do that, people. They're good nights. Good nights. Yeah. So go along. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Always good. Just rip the piss out of it. Thank you, Vittorio, for doing the same. Woo! You're absolutely lovely. Thank you.
Yeah.
You can follow me if you want. Come see me do stand up.
Fuck him.
Yeah. It's pretty good. It's the same level as my podcasting. Yeah. I tell a joke, it don't land, and I just go, it's going well.
Just goes onto his phone. Going well, no, yeah.
Just shows the audience. Goes in. Loads of them.
This is the thing. This is the thing about this podcast, right? Go on Instagram, TikTok, put on a wig, play a character. As soon as you see the real me, you know, yeah. Like, this guy's shit.
Literally hide this shit. I love that gig. You put up a big PowerPoint behind you, and if a joke fails, you just turn on one of your TikToks.
No, just a screenshot of my following.
Scroll through the comments. Laughy face, laughy face.
Told you. They like it. Yeah. Well, they like it.
Oh, mate, that's annoying.
For God's sake. Right, we're going to go. Bye.
Hey, Dinesh Nathan there. What a good guy. Now we had a good laugh recording that one. It was lots of fun. But remember, if you want to hear more from me, then head over to Patreon for the Get to the Extra Good Stuff podcast. That's me and my brother, Joe, telling more of his stories. what did he talk about this week? Oh yeah, he talked about how he got arrested 3 nights in a row, and how he got bashed up in a Spanish public toilet. What else has he done in there so far? Oh yeah, how he got arrested in Australia and made it into the newspaper. We've actually uploaded the newspaper clipping as well from the Australian newspaper. So that's all over on Patreon. So head over there and check it out. Also, if you've got time, if you could give a 5-star review on whatever platform you listen to, it all really helps, and share and do all that stuff. It really does help help the podcast grow and develop. So that'd be great. But apart from that, thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back next week. Cheers.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.